The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
Well, critics have described it as one of the best films of 2018. It won the Special Jury Award for Breakthrough Filmmaking at Sundance earlier this year. Minding the Gap centres on the stories of three skateboarders from Illinois, 17-year-old Keir, Zach, a 23-year-old new dad, and Bing Liu, who's also the film's director. And what starts out as an engrossing documentary about a group of young men skateboarding together becomes something much bigger as the film reveals all three have had to deal with domestic abuse, which is having lasting consequences. Here's the trailer.
Take one.
I'm making this film because I saw myself in your story.
I always felt like I didn't fit in with my family.
My parents ran this very controlling house. I ran away a lot.
Skateboarding is more of a family than my family.
How did you get disciplined?
I mean, well, they call it child abuse now, but...
life might be moving too fast.
We have to fully grow up and it's gonna suck.
When you're a kid, you just do, you just act. And then somewhere along the line, everyone loses that.
I knew you had some huge weight on you. Skateboarding meant more to you. It was kind of a life or death thing.
I remember hearing screaming coming from your room and it was like really, really unnerving.
One of the last things I said to my dad was that I hate you.
You can't just have a child and abandon them. Life doesn't work like that.
I just don't want him to grow up like me. I just want to hide. I just want to run away. That's what the drinking is about.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to just move on.
I wish you could. I wish that I could do over.
I could seriously be on the verge of having a mental breakdown, but as long as I'm able to go skate, I'm completely fine.
Well, Bing Liu joins us now on the road. He's in Chicago at the moment, I understand. So bear with us if the line does break down on us. Talk to me a little bit, because I know you've been making skate videos for many years since you were young, and we see some of them in the film, Bing. But your idea when you set out to make this film, what was the idea? What was in the back of your mind?
I just wanted to know why a lot of people that I grew up with were struggling so much with the, you know, becoming adults. When I first started making the film, you know, I was in my mid-20s and I had moved to Chicago out of the small town the smaller town that I'd grown up in. And, you know, I just wanted to know why a lot of young people around me, not just in where I grew up, but, you know, people that I was meeting along the way through the skateboarding community, why they were struggling so hard. So I went around the country in the States and just interviewed a lot of skateboarders. And, you know, I noticed some pretty clear patterns that emerged.
And the two that we see in the film, Zach and Keir, that you have known, what was it about the two of them that you thought, yeah, I'd really like to make a film with them?
So I'll start by saying there's a lot of sleight of hand. I actually didn't know Keir until my mid-20s. He's 7 years younger than me. They knew, and Zach, I met, you know, briefly for a couple of years before I moved to Chicago. But it was more like they knew who I was because I was making these skate videos. So coming back, you know, I just thought of them as, you know, part of the ensemble of all these skateboarders that I was following. But for Keir, it was really his emotional vulnerability. He was willing to process the past in ways that other people weren't. And for Zach, he had a very trackable story. He was about to become a father and he wasn't quite ready for it.
And the interesting thing is within the skateboarding community, you know, there might be people with troubled pasts. I think part of the attraction is that it is a form of escapism, so that you don't really have to deal with what's happening at home, and nor do you sort of share it with the people that you're out with and having a good time with. Getting them to open up and for them to have it being done on camera, you know, how ready were they to sort of open up to you like that? And how did you maintain their trust throughout the filmmaking process?
I was pretty transparent about the fact that they were going to see the film before it was completed. And I also checked in with them over the years about, you know, how they feel about everything we've captured so far, you know, sort of prepping them for what it meant for the film to enter into film festivals, and everything like that. But generally, I just didn't judge them. I mean, I just gave them a space to be able to, you know, process everything that was happening in their lives throughout the years.
And as the film goes along, and, you know, I don't want to give too much away to listeners, but I had said about the consequences, we do discover that Zach himself has become violent in his relationship with his partner, and he's also a new dad. You discover this along the way, as you say, you know, you've been filming over the years, so it's a long process. Did you at any point think, maybe I should put the camera down now, this isn't for a film?
I thought actually quite the opposite. I thought, you know, this is such a unique opportunity to get into the headspace of someone who, you know, has been driven to a point where he is now, you know, continuing a cycle of trauma that's been very generational. And, you know, with all the media and stories that I've seen about violence in the home, it usually you know, gives you insight into how much it affects the survivors, which Mind in the Gap does, but it also looks at the other side. So you get a more complete picture of why violence happens in the first place.
And how did he feel, you know, as you say, you were very transparent about it. How did he then feel when he saw it on the screen and for the rest of the world to see, I guess?
He actually was relieved because he thought he was going to get portrayed worse, which actually, I know it's funny, but actually, I think in hindsight, I think it said a lot about how he felt about himself internally, which is another factor into, you know, why these cycles continue.
You do also in the film, you go back and you talk to your mum about the abuse that you both suffered at the hands of your stepfather. She divorced him during the making of the film, so I guess you could go back and talk to her on her own. How did she feel about it? How did she feel about being part of this film?
She did it out of love for me. And after she saw the film, she just told me she was proud of me and that she understands why I was making the film.
And did she know when you said you wanted to include her in the film that you were going to ask about the abuse?
She knew I was going to talk to her about Dennis, which is what we did. You know, Dennis is my stepfather. And, you know, so she knew we were going to talk about that. I mean, I don't think she would have, you know, I don't think she was blind to the fact that we're going to talk about, you know, his darker side.
And now again for her, has she seen the film?
Yeah, everyone saw the film before we picture locked because, you know, ethically we thought that was the right thing to do. And yeah, she told me she was proud of me.
I had said at the start, its critics have been, there's been so much praise for it, so many awards, etc. Has it taken you by surprise, Bing? Because I guess this has been a long journey for you, but at the same time, you never know how an audience will respond to a film like this.
That's absolutely right. I mean, I certainly wanted to engage people. Initially, when I first set out to make this film, I wanted to find a way to engage young people into this conversation. It's very difficult to have. And I think that goal has been met. I mean, everything else has just been incredible beyond that.
I said at the start, you're in Chicago at the moment. You're on the road, I understand, to a courthouse. And this is to do with your next film. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, my next film is also, you know, intimate character-driven film, you know, about young men in Chicago who are the most affected by gun violence.
Well, gosh, you've lots of material there then in that case. We let you get back to it. Bing, thanks for taking the time out for us. And Mind in the Gap premieres in Ireland on the 26th of this month. It's the opening film for the IFI Documentary Festival and it plays in the Irish Film Institute on Wednesday the 26th at 8:20. And for more details, go onto their website on ifi.ie.
News Talk 106 to 108.